Yes, let's go on. The next piece of Gemara. Toshva Shloicha said the year of Yad Chayav Shaita. We're talking about the beginning of the Chayav Dini Shemayim. The Mishnah. So it says in this Mishnah that if somebody gave a Be'ira, they gave a Gemara at this point, the Chayav thinks it's a Shalhevet. They gave a fire to a Chayav Shaita the Kotlin. So he's Potter in Dini Adam. It's only a Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Mamadam Isha Mishum Chitzo. So we understand the Chitzo of the Chayav Shaita. It's the chitzim of the chayosh, according to what it means, and it's not the chitzim of the pekeach. Not chitzim of the pekeach, it's the chitzim of the chayosh. And that the Gemara doesn't even, that the Gemara says it's a pasht. Elulam and the omer, ishim ishim amaynai. So what's the sechel? Ilum mazah shayra, it needs a shmira. Your mama needs a shmira. Ilum mazah shayra, the chayosh, the katan, the chanami, the lema chayim. The chayosh, the katan, is not a shmira. You have a shor, you have to be shomer. You have to chayish to the cotton. It's not called the yushomer. So if ishu mishum amayno, you have to be shomer the ish, and you give it over to chayish to the cotton. It's not a sufficient shmira, not a shmira at all, not a sufficient shmira. So it's a kashan ish lokish. But apparently, according to Rav Yochanan, it's good because Rav Yochanan knows ishu mishum chitzav. At this point, the Gemara doesn't know that Rav Yochanan also knows ishu mishum amayno. So ishu is only mishum chitzav according to Rav Yochanan. So ishu mishum chitzav for that. seems the Gemara is okay with, because ishim ishum chitzav, it's chitzav the chayosh and not chitzav of the pekech. So what does Rashi say? Not that much. Rashi says ilu masa chayosh ilu masa shayla chayosh at the katan chanamid lemechay harmina perikama chayim reshayim chayim reshayim veishim shayla chayosh at chay. It's a perish of Bryce, the Gemara says in the first parak that if you gave a shayla chayosh at the katan you chay. So it's interesting, the chitz of the chayosh part Rashi doesn't even explain at all, doesn't bother to explain. Why is it chitz of the chayosh? Why isn't the chitz of the pekech? Rashi doesn't say anything. So the chayra, but even, that means Taisus is bothered by it. Taisus asks, why isn't it chitz of the pekech? Says the chayosh should be like a ruach mutzu. You leave your fire out, the ruach comes and takes it. That's called yachitzah. So Taisin Amar, if you don't have to do the ma'aseh avor yourself for it to be chitzah, if you pesheya, that's also called chitzah. So you pesheya, you let the chayosh take it. Why isn't that chitzah? Taisin says the pshat is that it's not karav, that to be chitzah you need a pshia karav levada, ruach mutzu a karav levada. A regular pshia, you know, it's different levels of shmir. Different levels of shia. There's the shia by memoni hamazik. You have to have a certain level of shia. It's already mechayiv. You have to have a shmir. You're not shemrit. So your pesheya doesn't have to be vade. It's already called memoni hamazik. But for chitzov has to be a ruach mutziyah karav levada. You have a bow with arrow, and the bow with 5 times out of 10 it doesn't work. That's not called. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's a dead mushroom. But al kapanim, a ruach mutziyah has to be karav levada. Otherwise, it's not called the chiddush hatorah. That a ruach mitzuyah is called chitzov. That's only if it's ruach mitzuyah karav levadai, and a chayr is not karav levadai. That's what it says in Tosfos. Rashi doesn't say that. I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything, but that's a lot to say. Pshutoi Rashi should have had to speak that out. But chayr, my first mashava was that Rashi held. Rashi didn't agree with Tosfos' premise. Rashi thought that a chayr should not like a ruach. There's a ruach. There's a chiddush hatorah that a ruach, which is a force of nature, a ruach is called. It's still called chitzov. Rish Lakish, like I said, it's lav mikaychi kozel. That's why Rish Lakish doesn't think that it's chitzav. It's lav mikaychi kozel. Rav Yechon holds, no, the chiddush hatorah of eish is that it's considered to be kaychi. Eish, ruach mitzuyah is considered to be kaychi. But a chayrish is not a force of nature. A chayrish is not called, it's not like a ruach mitzuyah. And therefore, b'pshutli, it's not mikaychi kozel. Because when it comes to a chayrish, Rav Yechon is asking that it's not mikaychi kozel. At least, that was my, we'll see if that's going to pan out. But at least Bashkof Rishona, Rashi's Shika, that's what it would sound to me like. But that's what Rashi just took for granted. It's not, Rashi's led the Gemara without any further explanation being necessary. It's not Chitzo, because the Cherish set the, you gave it to the Cherish. The Cherish was the one who shot the arrow. The Cherish did the Maisa Avar. You didn't do the Maisa Avar. That is say by Tanakh maybe. Maybe you could say b'leifin achera. Because right now I'm saying that the chayr is not a ruch. That's why it's not chitzav, the chayr is not a ruch. Could be a different thing. Could be Rashi holds that in order to be chitzav, you have to do a ma'isavar or mamish, and a pshia is not enough to be called a ma'isavar. Tosfos on Aleph said that even the magomer ishum mishum chitzav, he says you only literally should do the ma'isavar. If you were pshia b'gachalosoi and the eish was yotzei, because if you're pshia, that's also called chitzav. Could be Rashi doesn't share that premise. The emphasis when we were learning Amud Aleph, which was already a long time ago, we were medayik that in Rashi on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara talks about Nofot Leka B'chatzeroi, Nofot Leka Lois V'chotzer, Pash Pashat Gemara sounds like it's a case of chitzov. If the wall falls down, it's called a chitzov, but Akhapanim, the Gemara calls that chitzov. Up till together, it's called chitzov. But it was Nofot Leka Lois V'chotzer, it doesn't sound like you did the Ma'isavar. But when we're learning Amud Aleph, I suggest that maybe that's the Mokka for Tosis. You don't have to do a Ma'isavar to be called chitzov. Nofot Leka, but Leka was not Nofla Me'ela, but you were Pesheya in the Leka, that's called chitzov. The Rambam brings the Gemara that way also. Nofla Leka. Remember, Rabbi Nechanala says, Rabbi Nechanala seems to have a different girsa. Rabbi Nechanala's deer seems to be hitzis Leka v'vayse chatzir. He set a fire in his chatzir. Maybe he also that you do need a ma'isa havar to be called chitzir. So Rashi, by Nofla Leka, Rashi doesn't say anything, but Rashi, behem shechadvarim, over there in Chof Gimel, Rashi's lashon is, and in the Rashi of the kol lechitzov, what's the top of Chof Gimel Amaral? The kol lechitzov, So Rashi says the zrika sachais, he was madlik daish. What do you mean madlik daish? It says nothlik leka. Apparently Rashi, sounds like Rashi thought that either he didn't have the girsa of nothlik leka, maybe it had been a chanadal's girsa, or even if it says nothlik leka, but he learns his ladafka, it means he was madlik instead of leka. A component, the pastus in the Rashi is that in order to be called chitzov, you need a maisa, you need to have hidlik sage. And a pshia is not called chitzov. If that's the case, then I say the Rashi will be here. The Rashi will be very, very well. If you gave a shalavis to a cheresh, you were not. No. You could say still I was madlik deish, because even though I gave the shalavis to the cheresh, but I lit the shalavis. So maybe that's enough to be called that I was mavir the deish. But think it's still. Maybe is that called you were mavid eish? If ishim ishim chitzav needs you were mavid eish, so I was mavid shalheves and I gave it to the cheresh. Yeah, I guess that brings us back to the question whether the cheresh is a ruach. If the cheresh is a ruach, then it's called that I was mavid eish. The cheresh is not a ruach, then it's not called that I was mavid eish. It's not my chitzav. Even if I lit the eish, but it's kol lechitzov. It's like I lit the eish in the it's like noflut leka b'yisa chotzer. I lit the fire, but there was a wall. Then the wall fell down. I was pesheya, and the Gemara says that's not kol chitzov. That's called kol lechitzov. So here also, if I lit the fire, but when I lit the fire, it wasn't going to go anywhere. You need the cheresh to take it somewhere. So it's kol lechitzov. Giving it to the cheresh, that's already chitzav of the cheresh. Yeah, we had a problem. According to Tosfos, who holds that a pshia is enough to be called chitzav, so how come the Gemara Chof Gimel, by kol lechitzav, why is it kol lechitzav? Why don't I say when he didn't rebuild the wall, that's the pshia, and the pshia should make it chitzav? That was the problem we had in Tosfos. Right now we're busy with Rashi. We don't have to, but just to be reminded, we talk had a problem in Tosfos. Tosfos says in Amud Aleph by us, the Chabez Amud Aleph, that isha mishum chitzav does not need a ma'isavar. If you have a gachelis, the gachelis not a ma'isavar. If you have a gachelis and you pshia in the shmirah, the pshia in the shmirah is called the chitzav also. A pshia, a maisa pshia is called chitzov. So we had a question on Tosfos. How does the shim of the Gemara Chav Gimel? The Gemara Chav Gimel says that if you have a, let's say you have a dleika, but nofla dleika b'yisei chatzer, and then there was a wall, and then the wall fell down, and then you were for sure and didn't rebuild it, so then it's only yishim shim amoni, it's not yishim shim chitzov, because kolel chitzov. Why is it kolel chitzov? Not rebuilding the wall is a pshia. And Tosfos says that a pshia is chitzov. So I think I said at the time that you have to say, we were grappling with this a lot, but I think at the time I said that you have to say, according to Tosfos, that the nafla, that the rebuilding of the wall, it's a pshia, but only a pshia on the level of not on the level of karav levadai. It's not karav levadai that the ish is going to go past the wall. So it's a pshia, and in shmirish memoinu, it's a pshia, but not the kind of pshia that makes it chitzov. So Tosfos. So Tosfos learns Agamar, the giving it to the Cheresh is also not the kind of Pshia that makes it into Chitzah. That's what Tosfos learns in Gemara's Kasha. But if in Rashi we'll learn the Rashi in Chavim Kipshuta, that in order to be called Chitzah, you need to have a Maisavara. You need to have a Maisavara. And when it's called a Chitzah, it's not called a Yirim, it's no longer called your Maisavara. So then this Gemara L'Chair is very good. Gemara is saying that if you gave it to a Cheresh, that means even if you lit the Shalheves, when it's called a Chitzah, because when you lit the Shalheves, it wasn't munuch in the hadlaka that it's going to go l'merochik. Then you gave it over to a cheresh, that's a pshia. A pshia is not chitzov. A pshia is memoino, but it's not chitzov.
It's just a koil of chitzov. Why would the Gemara call it chitzov cheresh?
Because it's kolo the chitzov of the pikeach, and now it's new chitzov of the cheresh. Because the cheresh takes the fire and he goes and he burns somebody's godish. So the burning of the Godish is the chitzav of the Cheresh, nothing to do with me. My Savara was local over here. It didn't spread to the Godish. The Cheresh took it to the Godish. So even though it was a Pshia...
It's his My Savara.
What?
It's his My Savara.
Yeah, he set fire to the haystack. So that's his My Savara. He set fire to the Godish. That's his My Savara. But it's not my Savara, because my Savara would never have gotten the Godish. Yeah, I think that's very gishmak in Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying by us. Because Rashi by us says nothing. So what's nothing? Because that doesn't need any further explaining. That's what Rashi means. It's chitzu the cheresh, kipshutai. Because Rashi thinks that chitzu has to be a my savar. So it's not my, the lighting of the Godish, it's not my savar. It's not munach in my savar, the Godish is going to get burnt out. That comes from the hadlok of the my savar of the cheresh. Yeah, the same thing later in Chav Gimel, important to keep these Gemaras on track with each other. The Gemara Chav Gimel Meralef, after the Tadas, the Gemara Chav Gimel Meralef talks about Kelev Shenot L'Charor. So it's said, and the Kelev Shenot L'Charor, and he burnt down the Godish, so he has to pay for the Godish, Chatzinet, but he has to pay for the Godish. So the Gemara says, why is only the Balak Kelev pay for the Godish? Why not the Balak Achelet? L'chayiv Nami, Rashi's Gir says, L'chayiv Nami Balak Achelet. Ram's Gersi is L'chayiv Baal Gecheles alone. Only the Baal Gecheles should be Chayiv. But the Rashi in place is learning L'chayiv Nami Baal Gecheles. Okay, fine. But the Baal Gecheles should also be Chayiv. So the Gemara answers the Baal Gecheles what shut the door and he did a shmir. He did a proper shmir. The Baal Gecheles wasn't Peshia, so we can't be M'chayiv the Baal Gecheles. He closed the door. So he was Shomer the Gecheles from Klavi. And then the Kelev went and he was Chayser. He dug in. So that's not enough to be M'chayiv the Baal Gecheles. That's the Gemara Klavi. So Rashi there in Chav Gimel speaks out that what was the kashu shemachayev the balag achelus. So Rashi says the kashu is only because yishim yishim amoyne, either because Reish Lakish holds yishim yishim amoyne, or even according to Rabbi Yochanan who holds yishim yishim chitzov, but yishim yishim chitzov, but it's also yishim amoyne. So therefore we can mechayev the balag achelus as yishim yishim amoyne. So before in Rashi, but if yishim would only be yishim chitzov, then the Gemara wouldn't have a kashu to mechayev the balag achelus. So there also Rashi doesn't speak out why. Like Reish Pesach. What does one thing have to do with the other? Teretz is because that's the same as Rashi by us. That it's not called the chitzov of the cheresh, of the pikeach, it's called the chitzov of the cheresh. Maybe with this hezbo, you need a maisavara. Chitzov means you need a maisavara. Maisavara, what maisavara? I made a gachelis, it's called a chitzov. Even if I lit the gachelis, but it's called a chitzov, the kelet that went and took it. So that's not called my chitzah. According to Tosfos, that Abshia is called Chitzov, so maybe the Gemara's Kasha is even the Mandom Yishum Yishum Chitzov. Or if you say maybe that's also not a Korav Levadai, so then we'll have to say that the Gemara's going Yishum Yishum Lema like Rashi. But Akoponim and Rashi himself, Rashi well there also doesn't really explain too much. Rashi doesn't bother to. Rashi doesn't say the whole Hesber that if it's Yishum Yishum Chitzov, so then why can we can't be Mchayev the Balag Achelas because it's not Abshia Korav Levadai. Rashi doesn't have all that Arifus. Rashi just says it for another portion. If Yishum Yishum Chitzov, then Abadi can't be Mchayev the Balag Achelas. We're only talking because Yishum Yishum Emayna. The Gemara's Kasha, Mechayev Nami Balag Achelas, is only because Yishum Yishum Emayna. Yeah, it's very Gishmak. Because Rashi holds that Chitzav means you need a Maisa Amor. And even if you lit the Shalhevas, even if you lit the Gachelas, that's not called a Maisa Amor, because that's already called a Chitzav. In that Maisa Amor, there was no potential to go to the Godish. That's like the Nofel HaGeder, and then you were Pesheya. You lit a Gachelas, and then you Pesheya, you let a Kelev take it. So that's not munuch in the. Then it's you could be mechalik. Rashi is not mechalik. The molad of Rashi can be mechalik, and you could say that there it's worse. There, when he lit the gachelis, maybe the door was already open. So maybe you could say there it's really munuch in the ma'isavor that it could get to the godish because it's open that a kelev could come in. Maybe a kelev is like a ruach. Shankin over here, when you lit the fire, you weren't going to give it yet to the. There was no, wasn't built in that you're going to give it to the Chayrish. Then you went and decided to give it to the Chayrish, that's what he called a Lechitzah. But Rashi not Mechal. Rashi holds even by a Kelev, apparently Rashi holds that, so we don't look at the Kelev as a Ruch. Maybe this another, maybe there you talk, see that the Kelev is not a Ruch. We look at the Kelev as a new, it's like Nofel HaGeder, it's a new Pshia. So in the Maisa Vora of lighting the Gacheles, you don't have that it's going to go to the Godish. That's not a Maisa Vora that could take it to the Godish. It's only when you, the Pshia that allows it to go to the Godish. The Pshia is Ishim Ishim Emayna, it's not Ishim Ishim Chitzav. Exactly, maybe worth speaking at. There the Vort of Kol Lechitzav is not so helpful. Because when you lit the gachelas, the door of the chayor was open. So it's the kol lechitzav and not so much maspik. There you do need to be moisif that we don't look at the kelev as a ruach. At least Rashi doesn't look at the kelev as a ruach. So now when you lit the gachelas, as far as chitzav is concerned, the maisav ara was only till here. And then there's a pshia. The pshia is ishim ishim yimani. Ishim ishim yimani has to do with pshia. But for ishim ishim chitzav, you need a maisav ara. The halvaris hagachelis didn't have in it the potential to reach the gachelis. It's only the pshia of letting the kelev in. That's not called isha mishum mechitza. Okay, so the Gemara goes on and says, so we have a kashan, let's go back to the Gemara. So where is a kashan reishlopish? Bishlom reishlopish, and we're good. Isha mishum mechitza, let's say we're learning the Gemara kashan. Isha mishum mechitza, you need a maisa avara. The Maisavara, there was no Maisavara over here. The Maisavara was not what was served the Godish. The Cherish was served the Godish. So that's not called Chitzah. So that's Chitzah of the Cherish, not Chitzah of the Pikeach. But what about according to Reish Lakish? Isha Mishim Amayna. So you gave your mom and Hamazik to a Cherish. Why aren't you Chayim? Where's your Shmir? My answer is Itmer Alom, Reish Lakish, Mishmei de Chiskiya, Vishon Relik Shimos Legachelis Velibo. In the Chanami. The Mishnah that says the Yapotter is only if you gave the Cherish a Gachelis. And he was Malabi. Now, when Moshele shall have his chayiv, the Egon shall have his itaka chayiv. My time of Bori is Eko. So Rashi says, Bori is Eko. Sorry, before that. Gachelis Valiba, Hacherish, the Leidomi Lashor, the Shor Mizum and Lazik. I will hold the Gachelis, Cherish, Oben Leila Hesek. Bori is Eko, Mizum and Hesek, Rabbi Kishar. The Shoka says, Nechrami, you have a Shalhevis. Shalhevis needs Shmira. It's a Mazik. It's Bori Azeko. You give it to a Cherish, there's no Shmira. So, Bari Yechayev. The Mishnah that says that if you moisture to a Cherish, you pop, that's where you have a Gachelis. A Gachelis is Loi Bori Azeko. Rashi says, Loi Bori Azeko, it's not Mizumin Lehazik. The Cherish is Ovid Le Lehazik. A Gachelis by itself is not a Dover, it's not called a Mazik. It doesn't have a Shem Mazik. It's not Bori Azeko. So, you don't have. Or it means. Maybe it's glad of him to see right. The Gemara in Tav Testament base. The Gemara in Tav Testament base, when it's talking in Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish there also says that a Gachelis that the tour of giving over to a cheresh is that when the Braisa says if you gave it over to a cheresh, you potter, it means by a gachelis. But the Braisa says that there's a difference between a gachelis and a shor. You give a shor to a cheresh, you chayim. You give an esh to a cheresh, you potter. The Shlokas learns we're talking about a gachelis. And the Gemara says, so what's the parallel faced by a shor? A shor kosher. Because a gachelis is like a shor kosher. By themselves, they're benign. You have to do something to make them into a mazik. You have to untie the shor to make it into a mazik. You have to be melabed the gachelis to make it into a mazik. But what's the difference at the end of the day between a gachelis and a shor? So the Gemara says, the shor is a document to get. Rashi learns it means the shor itself is document to get. Rashi learns it means the cheresh is document to get to untie the knot. But the gachelis is left to itself. It's amya amya va'azlo. The gachelis left to itself will go out. You need the cheresh to be melabed. So Rashi over there says, important lashon. Rashi over there says, what's lashon gemar first of all? Lashon gemar is very similar to agamar. Amr is lachshim tnei dechezkiya lechon el shemos legechelas v'li bavol. So heves chayim etayma ho bari azeko. The gemar asks, what's the case? The gemar, you know, so let's read the whole gemar over there. So the Braisa distinguishes between shor and esh. What's the case? So what's the parallel case by esh? So whichever case it is, why should we distinguish? The equivalent of a gachelis is a shor kosher. So why is a gachelis potter and a shor kosher chay? So my answer is the oilam shor kosher ubar mechusa. The chamasal gabe eish is a gachelis. With the kamed ma'ish noacha ma'ish noacha shor darki lintuke bar darki linture gachelis kamed the shor vekle me'amya amya va'azla. So the lashon of Shlokas lechatchila was it's like bari azeko. Now the Gemara is explaining. Why is it loy bari azekim more than a shor? Because a shor is daikim and tukei, but a gachelis is amya amya v'azla. So chare, la amya amya v'azla is a perish, and why it's not bari azekim? It's not bari azekim because left to itself, it's amya amya v'azla. So Rashi over there says, it's this near the end of the middle side of the lines in Rashi. Ma amya amya v'azla, my deliba acherish loy ramule de bal gachelis la sukia daita. That's important. Rashi explains what's the word of amya amya v'azla. Amya amya v'azla, but the cheresh might be malabit. You don't have to be masaka daita. The cheresh is going to be malabit. The shor is daikin l'tukei. Rashi learns daikin l'tukei on its own, so that you do have to be masaka daikin. But that the cheresh will be malabit the gachelis, that's loy asika daikin. So it says in that Rashi that at the end of the day, the reason why you put it from when you give a gachelis to a cheresh. We're always here. Over here says Leib Bari Hazeka. We're also says Leib Bari Hazeka. But the end, what that really means, Leib Bari Hazeka, is because it's Ami Ami Ba'azla, which in turn means that it doesn't have to be Masaka Daite that the Cheresh is going to be Malabah. The Gechelis by itself is not dangerous. You Malabah the Cheresh, it becomes dangerous. With Masaka Daite, the Cheresh is going to be Malabah. So that's not called that you're Peshaya in the Shmira of a Masak. So, Chor, you have to say that's what Rashi means by us as well. He says that the shor is mezumin lahasik. You don't need the cheresh to make it into a mazik. The shor is already mezumin lahasik because it's darki lintuke. So it's, on its own, it's mezumin lahasik. So that you have to be shomer, then you appreciate you weren't shomer. But the gachelis cheresh overlay lahasik. The cheresh was the one who made it into a mazik by being malabe, and you don't have to. And that's that. You don't have to be masik adaita is going to happen. You gave the cheresh something that's not a mazik. You have to be masik adaita is going to turn it into a mazik. There's no such chiyuv. There's no such chiyuv shmirah. So that's the pshat in the Mishlokish. Why, if you muster to a cheresh, you're potter. So that's as far as Mishlokish is concerned. Then the Gemara continues. Rav Yochanan Amar afilu shalheves potter. Rav Yochanan holds you're potter even by a shalheves. Why? Kasovet tzavse the cheresh kagar. Le mechayev ademos legavze silse v'shrok. So what does this mean? Let's give me a second. So Rashi says, Rav Yochanan Amar afilu shalheves potter. Rav Yochanan le tamei domer ishim shum chitzim. So Rashi says, why is Rav Yochanan patur by a shalheves? L'shitosoi, like the Gemara said at the beginning, bishlamu l'Rav Yochanan. Since Rav Yochanan holds ishim ishim chitzov, so chitzov, Rashi's learning, tzavtze d'cheresh kagorim. Chayyim is attention to the Gemara itself. The Gemara l'chatchila said, why are you part of according to Rav Yochanan? Tov poshut bishlam Rav Yochanan yishim mishum chitzu. Now the Gemara says, why are you part of according to Rav Yochanan? Because tzavta the cheresh kagar. What changed? So the pshutai, nothing changed. Tzavta the cheresh kagar is a hezber why it's not chitzu of the cheresh. And Rashi says, that's what Rashi says. Rav Yochanan tamei dom yishim mishum chitzu. V'hocha chitzu of the cheresh. And why the chitzu of the cheresh? Because tzavta the cheresh kagar. What is tzavta the cheresh kagar? Tzavs is loshen of achizer. Rashi doesn't have testimony based. Tzavs is loshen of tzvas, like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Tzvas is a tongs, T-O-N-G-S, a tongue. Something you hold something with. Tzavs to the cheresh. The achizer of the cheresh was gerim that the eish should go on. It means that that's not called chizel. Since we said before that it's not in the Maisavara, it's not called the chizel. The Maisavara was over here. The fact that the eish travels, that's the tzatz of the cheresh. That's the achiz of the cheresh. If it's the achiz of the cheresh, it's not my chitzah. So Rashi learns that Rav Yochanan patas. Rav Yochanan says that Rav Yochanan is patas by Shalheves mitamei derishim mishum chitzu. L'chor, that's the Ashes in the Gemara. Nothing changed in Rav Yochanan. We started off bishlam Rav Yochanan. We haven't said yet that issue that Rav Yochanan nami isleishim mishum meino. Isleinami yishim mishum meino. That still lies in the future. So we're still in the same place. So the way the Gemara began bishlam Rav Yochanan is yishim mishum chitzu. So l'chor, that's what the Gemara means now as well. That's what the Gemara understands it. How the Gemara understands it now as well. I tzav to the chayish. What does the Gemara want with tzav to the chayish? The pshutoi Rashi learned tzav to the chayish means yishum shum chitzu. That stems very well. I think with the hezbollah that we've been saying that it's like a kol of the chitzu. It's not the ma'isa avar of the pegeach. It's the ma'isa avar of the chayish. That's what it means. It's the achiz of the chayish. Like was later on by the kelev. It's the achiz of the kelev. So it's not called the chitzu. It's not called the chayz of the balag achelis. Because it's the tzavso, it's the achiza of the kelev. It's not called the chaitz of the pikeach over here, because it's the achiza of the cheresh. Taisus yes and Rashi. Okay, that's good now. But what's going to happen later? Later, it turns out that Rav Yochanan also has an ishum shimamayna. So why does Rav Yochanan pata by shalheves? Taisus says, let's take a look at the bottom line of Taisus. The second to last line of Taisus, the bottom line. V'hod the pater of Yochanan, afilu b'mosul shalheves, la mishum dozul tamei isli yishum mishum chitzu, like Rashi says. Do amasli isli na mishum amoyne. The bottom line is, Yochanan also to mishum mishum amoyne. Ela mishum de kasova shalheves leibori hazeka k'mashor k'namin in perakam. He says, the reason why you're pater by a shalheves point of Yochanan is because even a shalheves leibori hazeka. And he says in the first parak. In the first parak, the Chayre is there by places. In the first parak, you have this, that's the Dakamara that we were looking at before. Dakamara, the Chayre is going to Maskana there. Rav Yochanan also holds from Yishim Mishim Lay. It's not the Sukh of Yishim Mishim Chitzu. We're not there in a Havamina of Yishim Mishim Chitzu. We're going there in Ladino, the Maskana of Yishim Mishim Lay also. And the Gemara asks on Rav Yochanan, we read the Gemara about Rish Lakish, but let's read a little bit further. The Gemara says, the parallel case by a shor is that it must be a shor mutter and a bar megula. So why, what's the difference? Why are you potter by a shalheves, by muscle a shalheves, and you chai if you gave him a shor? Maishnocha. So my answer is hosom tzav to the cheish kagorim. Hochol le tzav to the cheish kagorim. Same question you have in Agma. But there the Gemara says it in the chalav between the Eish and the Bar, and there, Chorid, this is what this Chorid is trying to say, right? It can't over there, there it can't mean that here, that Ishim Ishim Chitzov. Because what Ishim Ishim Chitzov? The Maskan of Yechon also Ishim Ishim Amayni also. We can't read this Gemara as being Ishim Ishim Chitzov to Gemara. This Gemara is only like the Havimino. Right, not that way. So the Gemara must mean, even on the tzad that Ishim Ishim Amayni, still there's a difference between a Shalheves and a Shor. That a Shalheves, it's Tzav to the Cheresh Kagorim, and a bar, and a shor rather, is not tzav to the cheresh kagorim. Must be a chiluk in dine momen, in momen hamasik. That shalheves is more, it's less, you're not chayim mishum amoynoi. It's different than a shor in the shmir of momen hamasik. So Tosfos says, what's the difference? It must mean the difference is that a shor is bar yezekah. And how does it fit into the words of tzav to the cheresh kagorim? We need to know. But Tosfos of pshat nekemara is the words being mechalik. That a shalheves in the din of mamon hamazik is the difference between a shalheves and a shor. A shor mutter, if you give it to a cheresh, it's called your peshe in the shmira. And a shalheves loy bari azek is not called your peshe in the shmira, even by a shalheves. It's muchach in the Gemara. Something along those lines is muchach in the Gemara, because unless we're going to say this is a Gemara of Ishim Mishum Chitzo, that this Gemara is going, the Gemara Baptist is going like the Havamina by us, how could that be? Chayit says tak in this Gemara. That even the maskana of Ishim Mishum Amayni, there's a difference between Eish and Shor. There must be a difference in Ishim Mishum Amayni. And the truth is that Rashi over there in Daf Tes Taka says that. Because look at Rashi, the second wide line in Rashi, towards the bottom. Tzav to the cheresh gorm, achizosei shel cheresh gorm ahever, shehu not lo vayelicha legodesh, hocho le tzav to the cheresh kagorm, shashor halach vizik. Rashi says the difference between a shor and a an and a shor is that the cheresh was meilich the eish to the kodesh, but he wasn't meilich the shor. It's Mashman Rashi that lo yitzur that this shor, the cheresh was meilich the shor. The shor needed the cheresh to be meilich. It was a handicapped shor in a real shor, and the cheresh was meilich it to the place where he worked. So it's Mahu and Rashi that would be potter. Because then I would say, Chatzav to the Cheresh Kagor. Even though we're talking there in Memaino, which Shor is not Chitzo. In Memaino, there's a difference between a Mom and a Mazik where you need the Cheresh to convey the Mazik to the Nizik, and a Mom and a Mazik where you don't need the Cheresh to convey the Mazik to the Nizik. And by Eish, even a Shalheves, since you needed the Cheresh to convey, because that's the case apparently. That the Eish only got to the Godesh because the Cheresh took it there, or wherever it was that he burnt down. The Cheresh took it there. So Mimela, that's called Tzav to the Cheresh Kagorim, and that's not, and you're not Chayiv even in Mimela. And even in Shor, you wouldn't be Chayiv in such a case, because if the Shor goes, then it's all. Mistama, the Hezber, is that it has to do with I imagine the Hezber has to do with what's Havali Lasukei Daite, like Rashi said before in Ristokish. Just like Ristokish is by a Gachelis. I have to think the Gachelis, that the Cheresh is going to be Malab, but the Gachelis? The Gachelis? Ami Azla. It's not even a Masik by itself, it's going to go out. I have to think the Cheresh is going to be Malab, but Havali Lasukei Daite. So if Ristokish only says that by a Gachelis, that on its own it's going to go out. By a Shalhevis, it's not going to go out. Ristokish didn't go. But Rabbi Yochanan says, even by a shalheves, which is not going to go out by itself, but it still needs the cheresh to take it to where it needs to go. That's tzav to the cheresh kagorim. You need the cheresh to convey it. So that's also lehavale lesukei daite. I think that doesn't say the words lehavale lesukei daite, but l'chor, these are all gedorim, just like ami ami ve'azlo. You have to translate it into terms of shmira, into terms of havale lesukei daite. So probably this far also you have to translate into terms of havale lesukei daite. And if you're going to hold it, even by shalheves, havale lesukei daite, the shalheves is going to wheel the shalheves over to the godish. So you're not chayiv. It's not called the pshir. You're not chayiv by a shor. The shor goes on its own. So there you chayiv. So it's a mori dekazach. So Rashi learns like Tosfos over there. I mean, along the lines of Tosfos, that tzav to the cheresh kagorim is a svara in ishim mishum amoyno, not in ishim mishum chitzov. And it's muchach in the Gemara itself. That's what Tosfos mechich from that Gemara, because that Gemara not a Gemara of Ishum Mishum Chitzov. It's a Gemara, presumably, Lamaskana, that Rabbi Yochanan is the Ishum Mishum Mimaino. And yet the Gemara is Mechalak, Tzatzu V'Cheresh Gagar, that the difference between a Shalheves and a Shar Mutter is Tzatzu V'Cheresh Gagar. So it's Mukhuk that is a Chiluk in Bari Hazeka. It's a Chiluk in the Havalel Suki Adaiti. It's a Chiluk in the Pshil, which Rashi himself says over there. That Tzatzu V'Cheresh Gagarim is a Svara that the shore you didn't have to wheel, but if you had to wheel the shore, then there would also be tzatz of the cheshka garm. So it's mukhak in the Gemara, and Rashi really, it's muvur in Rashi as well. I would know it anyway, even if Rashi didn't say it, it's mukhak in the Gemara, but Rashi really thinks it's muvur in the Rashi likewise. That Rashi learns tzatz of the cheshka garm is a sfar and ishu mishim amayim. But by us, Rashi learns tzatz of the cheshka garm, it means that Rav Yochanan l'tamei, that ishu mishim chitzuf. So which one is it then? What does tzatz of the cheshka garm mean? That's really Tosfos Kasha. You see in that Gemara that Tzavtzu L'Cheresh Kagorim doesn't mean that it's not Chitzov. Tzavtzu L'Cheresh Kagorim means that it's not a Pshi in the Shmira. So how you have to say that Rashi held that Tzavtzu L'Cheresh Kagorim means a different thing in the Gemara Daf Tes than it means over here. Because our Gemara is going in the Havamina before we know Yishim Hashem Amayin. So we thought that the Rav Yochanan, why is Rav Yochanan pater by Shalheves? Like the Gemara said, the Chatchila, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, Ishim Mishum Chitzov, and I Chitzov the Chayeshu. There's no Chazuk. Why should the Gemara be Chayeshu for that? We're still. That's what the Gemara thought in the Chatchila for Dava Poshut. That Chitzov the Chayeshu. Nothing's changed. So when the Gemara says, so when Rav Yochanan pater by Shalheves, at this point in the Gemara, he pater by a Shalheves because Chitzov the Chayeshu. I think the Gemara is Loshin Safter the Chayeshu Gagarm. I have to say that here it's after the Cheresh Kagorim means that it's Chitzib the Cheresh. The Gemara in Daf Tesim and based on the Maskana that Isha Mishum Amayna, that Isha is also Mishum Amayna. So there it's after the Cheresh has to mean that it's Leibari Hezekel, that it were Leyasik Adaita, the Cheresh is going to convey. It's Nechami, that's what you have to say, that after the Cheresh Kagorim has a different meaning, but that's so terrible, it has a different meaning in Lundus, the words still mean the same thing. Tzavtzu L'Cheresh Kagorim means that it was the conveyance of the Cheresh, that was the achizo of the Cheresh was Gara. But that means different things. In Agamara, it means, since the achizo of the Cheresh was Gara, so it's not your chitzov. Because chitzov has to be a maisavara, and your maisavara was called a chitzov, and now it's a new maisavara of the Cheresh. Since the Cheresh takes the fire from here to there, it's not munuch in your havara was called a chitzov, so it's not chitzuv the pikeach, it's chitzuv the cheresh. In the Gemara in Pesach and Beis, we're already going with Maskano that Ishum Ishum Mimoinoi. So the words, the literal translation stays the same. Tzavtzu the cheresh gagar means the cheresh conveyed it from here to there, but now it no longer is sufficient to say therefore it's not your chitz, therefore it's not the pikeach chitz, because that doesn't explain what happened to Ishum Ishum Mimoinoi. Rav Yochanan also to Ishum Ishum Mimoinoi. There it has to mean, since it's the conveyance of the cheresh, so lehavli lasuki adaite, and therefore the pekeach is not chayef, because lehavli lasuki adaite that the cheresh is going to take the fire and bring it over to the nisim. I'm not sure what's Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says it's Chorez Chalik and Rashi. Tosfos, Hod of Yochanan Mishalheves, not because he's Lishitosoi, because you see in the Gemara in Daf Tes that, because after all the Maskoni also Yishim Yishim Amoino, you see in the Gemara in Daf Tes that it's because of a different reason. It's because it's Leibari Ezekiel. So what does Tosfos mean? Does Tosfos mean that's what the Gemara means now? And he's coming to be Chalik and Rashi. Maybe he's not coming to be Chalik and Rashi. Does Tosfos mean to say that now in the Gemara says Tzavtzu L'Cheresh Kagorim, it means that it's Leibari Hezekel? That's very sure. Why does the Gemara need that? What changed from the first line of the Gemara? Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Chitzav D'Cheresheim. Whatever that means. Tosfos means let's not carve the body. Whatever it meant in the first line of the Gemara, that's what it means now. Well, what are you telling me to send me to that test? That even the Maskana, yeah, fine, that's the Maskana. That's what it means, the Maskana. But that's not what it means in the Gemara right now. I think the Yashas probably is. Tosfos doesn't mean to suggest that it is. place doesn't mean that that's what the Gemara means now. That is Leibori Hazeka. We don't need it. We're still in Isha Mishon Chitzu. Place means Lemaskana. That's the Pshat and Rav Yochanan. But right now in the Gemara, we don't need to go so far. We don't need to say Leibori Hazeka. All we need to say is not Chitzu. What makes it not Chitzu? In places is lights. That it's not Karav Levade that the Cheresh is going to take. I think Taisus also has to say that the Gemara means something else, even though it's the same words. Tzav the Cheresh Gagar, they don't mean the same thing over here as they mean over there. In a way, it's easier according to Taisus, because in Taisus's world, even in our Gemara, why is it not Chitzu of the Cheresh? Because not Karav Levade the Cheresh is going to take it. Lamaskana, why is it not? Why are you part of Shal Heves? Because Lo Yavale Asukei Daitiv, the Cheresh is going to take it. So that's a difference in degree. It's basically the same svara, just it ratchets up. You know, in the Agamah, we think of Yerkan only holds from Chitzov, so you need Karav Levade. Karav Levade, the Cheresh is not Karav Levade. It's not Karav Levade, the Cheresh is going to take the Shal Heves to the Godesh. So it's Tzav Sid Cheresh Gagar. The Cheresh has to take it, and it's not Karav Levade that he is. So it's not chitzov. But again, Agamor thinks that if you would hold Ishu Mishim Emoinai, then already it would be called a pshia. Like Rish Lakish also leave the Emes, that's called a pshia. Shal Heves is a pshia. The Gemara in Daf Tes is Mechadish, that even the Maskana, that Ishu Mishim Emoinai, and Rish Lakish holds that already it's a pshia that the Cheresh might take it, but Rav Yochanan disagrees, and Rav Yochanan says, even if Ishu Mishim Emoinai, it's not only is that Karav Levade, but it's not even a Bori Hazeka that the Cheresh is going to take it. So Tzav to the Cheresh Gagarim means something different in the two places, but different in degree, not in nature. We're basically saying the same thing. Mechatesa the Cheresh is going to take it. You need the Cheresh to take it, and who says he will? But in Agamar, it just means it's not Bori that he will. It's not Karav Levade that he will. That's what Yochanan says. Yochanan needs Chitzov. Chitzov has to be Karav Levade. It's not Karav Levade. Tzav to the Cheresh. It's not Karav Levade. The Cheresh is going to take it. The Gemara in Daf Tes is going the maskana that Isha Yimishim Emoni, even according to Rav Yechanan. So then, Rav Yechanan and Shlokish both agree that Isha Yimishim Emoni. So what are they arguing about? Gechela Shal Heves? They're arguing about degrees of Pshia. How much is it Bari Hazeka? Shlokish thinks that a Shal Heves is already Bari Hazeka. And Rav Yechanan holds that even a Shal Heves is not Bari Hazeka. So that's the difference between the two Gemaras. But the Lashon of Tzavter Cheresh, according to Taisus, really does mean the same thing in the two Gemaras. Just, it ratchets up in the Gemara and Daf Tes. Maybe that's why Tosfos doesn't. Maybe that's why Tosfos. He doesn't say that it means different over here than it does over there, because it really doesn't mean different over here than it does over there. It means the same thing. Just there we have to go further with it. According to Rashi, it's not quite like that. According to Rashi, in Agamor, it's after the Cheresh Gagar means it's not the Maisa Havara of the Pikeach, because the Maisa Havara of the Pikeach was Kol Lechisuf. You need the Cheresh to convey it. That, by definition, is not a Chetz. A Chetz, if you need to carry the Chetz, it's not a Chetz. If somebody else has to carry the Chetz to the target, then it's not called your Chetz. A Ruach is different. But here, but a Ruach is maybe not called a Chetz. But this is called a Chetz. When I lit the fire, it was not going to go to the Kodesh. I need the Cheresh to take it to the Kodesh. I need the Kelev to take it to the Kodesh. So that's not called chitzov by definition. And that's what Tzavs of the Cheresh Gagar means in Agamar. In the Gemara Daf Tes Amid Beis, the literal translation of the word stays the same, but the meaning really now is totally different. We're not simply saying that it's not your chetz, because what happened to Isha Mishim Amayne? We're saying, Lehavale Le'esuki Adaiti, because Le'bori Azeko. So that's Taka's shift according to Rashi. It really means different over here than it means over there. Maybe that's why Tosfos is being mastered in Rashi. Maybe that's, Tosfos didn't say it's Mikhalak in Rashi, but maybe that's the point of this. Rashi explains Tzavs v'Cheresh Gagar and Agamor totally different than Daf Tes. Tzavs v'Cheresh Gagar means not your chetz. Taisa says then it won't work by Yishim Mishim Emoinu. How do you explain Daf Tes? Tzavs v'Cheresh Gagar means that the Cheresh, that who says the Cheresh is going to take it? But it means in Agamor that's for. But in Agamar, we only need to say that on the level of Islamat Karav Levade. In Iman Daf Tes, we have to say it even on the level of Shir. think this is a kasha over here. We spoke about it at the very, very beginning of the sugya. If you gave a kachelis to a chayrish, the kuli ami yipot. Even according to Eishtokash. Ami ami of Aslo. The Boreh Ezekiel, ami ami of Aslo, the Fidushanis, the Morish. And Dafchav Gimel, the kachelis not l'charara, the Gemara says, l'chayib nami ba'al kachelis. Let's see l'chayib ba'al kachelis. Why? It's a kachelis. Kachelis ami ami of Aslo. The Raivin Chav Gimel asked the Kasha. He says the Teretz, we're going to have to see what the Teretz is. He says the Teretz. But let's think about the Kasha. If a Kachelis is Ami Ami Ba'azlo, and that's why even if you give it to a Cheresh, you potter, so why in Chav Gimel does the Gemara think the Bala Kachelis should be Chayim? Then it depends. If you remember, we had Taisus in the Aleph. Taisus, at the very, very beginning of the Sugya, says that Kelev Shanotel Charora, really Taisus belongs in the Mishnah, but Taisus is the place of the Beit. Kelev Shanotel Charora is talking about Gecholim Harder. Like, it's like Gavza. Yeah, we discussed at length what's Taisus Echreach for. It's very not clear what's Taisus Echreach. We talked about the Nachas Dovedes, where does Taisus see that? And Ayin shot. But the Kapanim, Taisus learns the case of Kelev Shanotel Charora is not Stam a Gacheles. It's a Gacheles that's like Gavzo. It's a Gacheles that's we have to discuss why Gavzo is worse, but the Kapanim, it's a Gacheles that's so Lefi Taisus, the Kasha doesn't start. Kelev Shanotel Charora is not a regular Gacheles. It's a Gacheles that's on the level of Gavzo. So that's not Ami Ami Vazo, that's Agamor. That's even worse than the Shohevist in Marsis. But the Nachas Dovid pointed out, we said at the time, nobody else mentions that. The Paiskin don't mention that. The Ram, Shulchan Aruch, Rashi certainly never mentions that. So then, Hadru Kushi L'duchta, why by Gachelis and Agamar, even Reish Lakush was Mekel, even Reish Lakush rather was Machner, it says that in Shalhevi Sechayev, but Gachelis Yipotr, Ami Ami Vazli. So why does anyone think that over there, the Baal Gachelis, who left his door open, should be Chayev, without watching his Gachelis? What do you mean, Ami Ami Vazli? So the sum of the answer is that the Sfar of Ami Ami Ba'azlo, Rashi said on Daftes is, but how will I ask the idea that the Cher is going to be Malab in the Gachelis? The case was that there was a Gachelis. By itself would be Ami Ami Ba'azlo. The Cher went and it was Malab and he made it into a big fire. And now it went and started a whole forest fire. The case of Kelev Sanatul Charor is not that the Kelev was Malab in the Gachelis. The Kelev wasn't Malab in the Gachelis. The Kelev went and he took the Charora and he carried the Charora with the Gachelis to a Godish. And a Gachelis, even though it's Ami Ami Ve'azla, but if you put it on top of a Godish, then it's not Ami Ami Ve'azla. Then the Godish burns up. So there you don't have Ami Ami Ve'azla. In other words, Ami Ami Ve'azla means I don't have to be Masika Daiti that the Cheresh is going to be Malab in the Gachelis. But if I have a Gachelis in a Charora and the door is open, I do have to be massacred that day that a Kelev is going to walk in and take the Chavar with the Gachelis and maybe he'll take it to a Gadish. So there you don't have the Svara of Ami Ami of Aslan. So, and I think you'd have to add that the case of a Cheresh that you potter if you gave a Gachelis to a Cheresh is talking about where the Gachelis was not in a Charora and the door wasn't open, so you don't have to worry about Klovim. You only have to worry about the Cheresh being Malaba the Gachelis. That's why Havel and Esukei Daita. And Nechanami, if you gave a Gachelis to a Cheresh and it was wrapped up in the Charor and the door was open, so forget the Cheresh, you'd be Pesher Klapi Klovim. And then maybe even if the Cheresh was Malaba, you'll get into Tzchos of Pshiv Seif of Oynes and Oynes of Omacham Pshiv, and we'll get into those discussions. But that's Pasha's not the case. If you gave it to Cheresh, there's no Klovim, the door's shut, or even if there are Klovim, probably Klovim are only a problem if the Gachelis is in the Charor, the Klovim don't take Gachelis that are not in the Charor. So it's a separate case. Rakaponim, that's the life and poshut. That's the difference between the two cases. Master Raiva did ask it for a kasha, so I don't know what to do.
So why does Rashi on
Tess
explain the short dark and the two pin, two ray as there as they would untie or unplug themselves. As opposed to...
That the chayrish will untie them?
So the idea is that the chayrish would untie them the same way. So the idea that the chayrish lo havelela should inherit them.
Ami Ami the Asla according to Rashi means that I don't have to think the Chayrish is going to be Malabe. And by a Shor, by Shor Yechayev. Because if the Chayrish would have to untie it, Rashi holds, I don't have to think he's going to do that either. Rashi holds the same way, Lehavel Sukhadaiti, the Chayrish will be Malabe. It doesn't have to be a Sukhadaiti, but the Chayrish will go and untie the Shor. Mechatesa one more than the other. But the shor will be menatik itself. That's havelah l'sukiyadai. That's, I mean, again, by a shor yechayim according to Rashi, because he's darkei going in a shlokish. Shlokish holds gachelus. The shor is kosher, and it's a gachelus. So by gachelus you potter because ami ami ve'azlo. And by a shor yechayim, shlokish was more machmir. He says by a shor yechayim even if it's kosher. Why? Because that is havelah l'sukiyadai. Right, because that the chayish will be matir, the Rashi holds, that's as much far-fetched as that the chayish will be malab of the gachelis. The same way I don't have to think the chayish will be malab of the gachelis, I don't have to think that the chayish will be malab, will untie the shor. But if the shor could untie itself, that's how the sukkiah died. Taisus thinks that the chayish will untie the shor. The chayish is not going to be malab of the gachelis, but the Chayrish will untie the shor. Basically, why that's different, but that's how Tosfos learns. For reasons that I have to do, I think, with the Sugya more over there.
Yeah. Why is the Chayrish bringing into the Gadish any more putter than the dog bringing into the Gadish?
Because, oh, I mean, what would happen if the Chayrish took it to a Gadish? Yeah, that's probably also lehavel sukkiah daiti. It's not a here. It's a charora with the kelev, so the kelev takes the charora wherever it wants. It's talking about. I mean, the Gemara doesn't even discuss that the cherish might take it to a gadish. The Gemara discusses that the cherish might be malabit. The cherish is going to take the gachelus to a gadish. That's probably even more far fetched than being malabit. But the kelev takes charoras and takes them off to eat. I'm sort of the Raiva, I don't know if they're with Anchav Gimel. Maybe just mention briefly. The Raiva does ask the student. The Raiva asks, how come by Gachelis in Agamara, if you give a Gachelis to a Chayrish, you pot them? And how come by the Gemara over there thinks that the Baal Gachelis should be Chayiv if the Kelah takes the Gachelis? So the Raiva answers, he says, Shiny Gabi Chayrish, Agamara, the tzavtsa de cherish kagor. I have the lush and the rag in front of me, but you sit. Oh, yeah. I have a little bit more arichus than I quoted, I think. Venir mikan. It says she impotru, but I think it should be shaloi potru begachelas, the archerish shait in the cotton. El hechid ikat tzavtsa de cherish. Also extra lashon. The lekut safta the chayer shacharina. The gachelus di day bilchud nafka behezika chayev. Master Gemara's kasha lechayev nami bala gachelus. So he says that because then in Agamara gachelus is potter because safta the chayer shagar. To go over there, there's no safta the chayer. What do the words mean? First of all, why is there no tzav to the chayish over there? There's tzav to the kelev. The kelev is meilechit. Number two, tzav to the chayish, the Gemara says by shalhev is not by gachelus. The Gemara says tzav to the chayish, the Gemara is the husband Rav Yochanan. Why Rav Yochanan parted by shalhevus? The Shtokish pashtus doesn't hold from tzav to the chayish kagar. He doesn't part by shalhevus, he only parted by gachelus. There's a different lashon, ami ami v'azla. So what's this one say? So what's he mixing in? Veshlokish patas by gachelas because ami ami vazel. What does that do with tzapzer the cheresh? If Veshlokish would agree to tzapzer the cheresh, he would patu even myshal hevis. It's just a cheshmas. I'm astabri. He's only going over there like a Yochanan. He's learning the Gemara. He's going like a Yochanan maybe. If Yochanan patas by tzapzer the cheresh. And even by Gachelis, you only part the Kesafsa the Cheresh. That's very rochet. But if Yochanan only part is by Gachelis, Kesafsa the Cheresh, even if Shlokish doesn't hold from Safsa the Cheresh, part is by Gachelis. Because Ami Ami Vazlo. So why does it Ami Ami Vazlo over there? So in Rashi, we said a Mahalach, because the Kelev, there's no Ami Ami Vazlo by a Kelev, he's going to take it to a Godish. But the Rav is already asking the question, what's he mixing in Safsa the Cheresh when he's talking about a Gachelis? Safsa the Cheresh is a Lashon the Gemara says by a Shalhevis. And the Gemara says in Rabbi Yochanan. And moreover, l'chori you have tzav to the cheresh by a kelev too, tzav to the kelev. So I think the answer is that if you look at the right and daf tes, but the sugya and daf tes, the right has a different translation of the word tzav to the cheresh. The right and daf tes translates tzav to the cheresh. That the cheresh was Moisif Eitzim. Not like Rashi, that the cheresh conveyed it, but he was the tzav to the cheresh. God means the cheresh was Moisif Eitzim. And the emes is a very beautiful deal. How do you spell the word tzavso? Tzadik beis sof aleph in the Gemara and Rashi. The Ravid and Daftes spells it Tzadik Vov Sof Aleph. Chav Gimel, he spells it with the base. So I don't know what to do. So okay, so something, but I think it's a mistake. I think the right spelling is in Daf Tes, in the right. Because Tzavtzu with the Vov means something totally different than Tzavtzu with the base. Tzavtzu with the base comes from what? Tzevis, like a Tzevis, like a Tzvas, but Tzvas, so you're Tzeloshin of Achizel. What is Tzavtzu with the Vov? L'niv Ha'olam Elel Tzavtzu L'zev. Tzavis is a chavus, a company. To be a company, to be a you have somebody on the goes with tzavs of alma. You go with somebody to a company. Tzavs loshen of a company. Tzavs of the cheresh gagor means the cheresh's hishtatfus was there. The cheresh was mishtatif. Says the writer, he was mishtatif because he added eitzim that the shalhevish should spread further. I think according to the Ravid, Tzav to the Cheresh Kagorim is not a different svar than Amya Amya Ve'azva. It's the same idea, just that Rabbi Yochanan is more, even more makel. Tzav to the Cheresh means that the Cheresh was mishtatif in the creation of the fire. So Rish Lakish holds that's only by Agachelis. Because Agachelis, you need the Cheresh to be melabit. Without the Cheresh being melabit, it's going to go out altogether. So that's Amya Amya Ve'azva. That's also a degree of tzav to the cheresh kagorim, but there is Rishlok is very machner. You need it's a tzav to the cheresh kagorim, that without the cheresh it would go out entirely. That's ami ami v'azlo. Rabbi Yochanan says even if it's a shalheves, it's not going to go out altogether, but still to a certain extent it's tzav to hishtadfus the cheresh kagorim, because the cheresh it wouldn't go out. The shalheves is not going to go out by itself, but it's not going to spread. The cheresh is the one who made it spread. So that's still called that you need the shtatfus of the cheresh kagoram, and that's why you are chayev. Tzav to the cheresh koin to the rabbi is a generic term for any kind of participation of the cheresh in the hezek. So maybe I think what the rabbi now is saying in Chav Gimel is already not so rochak from what we said before, that the difference between the two cases of gachelas is that by us, by the gachelas, you need the cheresh is the shtatfus. Because the cheresh has to be melabed the gachelis. That means it's am yami v'azla. But you couldn't just say am yami v'azla, because by kelev also am yami v'azla. He explains, no, it's a different thing. By the case of the cheresh, when you gave him a gachelis, so you need the cheresh to do something. Am yami v'azla. Why is am yami v'azla b'tur? Because therefore you need the cheresh to be melabed. You need the cheresh to do something. So you have the hishtatfus of the cheresh involved in order for it to be mazik. So then you put it. Mashenkin by the Kelev, There's no tzav to the caliph, because I don't need the caliph to do anything. I mean, he has to convey. Convey by the rabbi doesn't count. The caliph just takes the gechelis from here to here, from here to there, but he's not melabid, and he's not moisif eitzim. He just puts the gechelis on top of the godish. That's not tzavtzah. That's not called, in Rashi's world, that's still tzavtzah. Because tzavtzah, according to Rashi, means achizah. The conveyance. The caliph also is a conveyance. So we have to say, but this is Rami Leila Sukkah Daitin, this is Rami Leila Sukkah Daitin. We have to bring in the chiluk minachos. But the rabbi read the word tzavtzah the cherish not to mean conveyance. Conveyance by him is not enough. The tzavtzah of the Gemara means the hishtatfus of the cherish, the yisofus eitzim of the cherish. That Yipaka don't have by a caliph. They would say, the rabbi, that's the chiluk. The ptur of Gachelis, according to Reish Lakish, and Ashal Heves, according to Rav Yochanan, are both because the Cherish has to do a Maisa. So if the according to Reish Lakish, who's more Machmir, it's only ptur by Gachelis, we need him to actually be Malabit. But if it was a Shal Heves, then it's already a Bari Hezekah, then that's not going to help me that you need the Cherish to be Maisa Faitzim. And Rav Yochanan holds, no, any tzavts of the Cherish at all, any Ishtatvis at all of the Cherish is already enough. To part of the pikeach, but atzad a shovish ben both according to Rav Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish is that there's some tzavso with the vod, there's some shtatfus of the cherish involved in creating the hezek, creating the mazik, and that's why the pikeach is potter. By a kelev where he's just taking the gechelis from here to there, that's not called tzavso the cherish according to the rabbi, and that's why over there the Gemara thinks the baal gechelis should be chayv.
What's exactly the difference between like being mosif eitzim,
yeah,
and then just bringing the
gechelis
to what?
Well, bringing the gechelis is just a ma'aseh loch of alma. It probably could very well be that even according to the rabbi, ultimately it boils down to asuki adaiti. Could be that even according to the rabbi, at the end of the day, it's chilukim and asuki adaiti. Like hilchas kinyanim always ends up winding having to do with miras das. But in the fine print, there's a whole mesechtes. So yeah, everything at the end has to do with Havala Sukedaiti, but in the Protim there's a very big Chilukim. So Rashi learns that if you need the Cherish to convey it, that's already called Tzavtza the Cherish, with the vote, with the base. According to Rashi, we talk about the problems. Why is the Kelev, what's the Gemara want from Kelev? So we'll have to say that Kilu the Gemara understood it, that this is yes Havala Sukedaiti, not Havala Sukedaiti, even though it's in Rashi it's more difficult. But in the Raiva learns that it's in the Gemara, the answer is in the Gemara itself. Because even with Shlokish, who says Ami Ami Ba'azlo, and you're potter in a gachelis, ultimately that's because tzavtza the cherish kagar. It's a bigger chumr tzavtza the cherish kagar, but it's a bigger degree in tzavtza the cherish kagar.
Rashi also had that lashon on daf tes. He has a lashon on karina.
Yeah, he also has with the Vav, but he translates with the Vav, Shenis Yachid and Mishal Heves Venotla. So it's just another way of saying the same thing. But the Rav says, Beferish is Sofas Eitz. So one last thing, it's Lushitosum, I think it's very simple. This will end. Rashi and Chav Gimel, when the Gemara says, V'chayv nami ba'la gechelis, so Rashi says, the kash is only because Yishum Yishum Amayna. If Yishum Yishum Chitzuv, then the kelev is not Chitzuv. The Ravid says, V'feirish, the kash is even the Mandar Yishum Yishum Chitzuv. There's a Pshi is also Chitzuv. A Pshi is also Chitzuv. Apparently, it doesn't have places they need Karav Levad, but a Pshi is also called Chitzuv. How could I say that? If a pshi is called chitzov and a kelev is called chitzov, so why isn't the cherish called chitzov? How does the Agamar? Agamar says Svedova poshut chitzov the cherish. So why is it chitzov the cherish any more than it's chitzov the kelev? Cherish is right with the shittos. Why is it chitz of the chayrish? Agamor, it says chitz of the chayrish. Why? Because the Gemara says behemshich tzav to the chayrish. Right? In Agamor, when it says tzav to the chayrish, that's a hezver that we said l'chayr l'kuli. Agamor says tzav to the chayrish before it knows anything about ishim shim amayin in Rav Yechna. So when Agamor said the word tzav to the chayrish kagarim, Agamor meant it as a perish. Why it's chitz of the chayrish? Because tzav to the chayrish kagarim. Which according to Rashi means that the conveyance of the chayrish was garim. So according to Rashi, it says in the Gemara that if the conveyance of the cheresh was goyim, then it's not called chitz of the pikech. So kelev is also the conveyance of the cheresh. I mean, in the chitz of, there's no difference. Havel usukedaiti, not havel usukedaiti. If the conveyance of the cheresh makes it that it's not chitz of the cheresh, then the conveyance of the kelev is also not chitz of the balagah chelos. But that's what Rashi says for Dovah Poshut. The Gemara over there must be going yishum yishum emayna. But according to the Ravid, tzavs of the cheresh means leisofas etzim of the cheresh. So all it says in that Gemara is that by a cheresh, it's not called the chitzov of the pikeach because the cheresh is meisif etzim. Meisif etzim, that certainly breaks the chitzov of the pikeach. It's not the chitzov of the pikeach if the cheresh is meisif etzim. But a kelev is not meisif etzim, just a conveyance. A conveyance, the rabbi thinks the fact that the kelev conveys the gachelis to the godish, that does not make it, that does not break the chitzov of the bala gachelis. So may the rabbi l'shitosoi learns that chitzuv, that the Gemara is going even the mandar meishim shem chitzuv, because he has a different translation of tzav to the cheresh, different understanding of tzav to the cheresh. Because again, in Agamor's mefurish, whatever it means in Dafes, in Agamor's mefurish, the reason why it's not why it's chitzuv the cheresh and not chitzuv the pikeach is because tzav to the cheresh kagar, which according to Rashi translates because the cheresh conveyed it. So we said the whole hezber that since the cheresh conveyed it, it's the cheresh not a ruach. And if the cheresh conveys it, so it's like kol lechitz. So whatever the hezber is, you don't even have to. Whatever the hezber is, you can decide on your own what the hezber is. But it says in Agamor that if the cheresh conveys it, then it's not chitz of the pikeach. So why should the kelev be any different? So we said there may be different degrees in havelah sukiyadaiti, but in chitzov, if conveyance breaks chitzov by cheresh, then conveyance should break chitzov by kelev as well. And I guess you go with Tyson, unless you go with Tyson, maybe with Karab Levad, then maybe there is room to say Chiluka, but Rashi doesn't, maybe the Paksha doesn't have it. But the Rai of the Shitosoi, who says that Tzavtsu the Cheresh means Haysof is Eitzim of the Cheresh. So all it says in Agamara is that Haysof is Eitzim of the Cheresh breaks Chitzov. Oh, well, now you don't have my Kelev. So the Kelev could be my Chetz. If the Kelev takes the Kacheles, that's called my Chetz. The Rai of the Shitosoi learns the Gemara where he's going, even if he's Mishum Chitzov. Thank you.